Hello and welcome back to the Jay Rogan Experience. I'm Jay Rogan and I'm here with Nick.
Hello.
Yeah. Today we'll be talking about school curriculum reform and how and why school curriculum that we have right now sucks and why we need a better one.
What is Common Core? Common Core Initiative, also known as the Simple Common Core, is an educational initiative from 2010 that detail what K-12 students do throughout the United States and should know in English, language arts, and mathematics in each grade.
So what are the benefits of our school curriculum, Nick?
So our school curriculum currently is our Common Core curriculum, and it's our set of standards for English and mathematics between kindergarten and 12th grade. And it uses things that you have learned all through kindergarten, and then it builds them up all the way up until 12th grade. So you continue to learn new things based on the old things that you learned previously. And as for the benefits, the U.S. educational rankings were supposed to improve on a global scale. The educational community was supposed to benefit from more professional development opportunities. Cost to create tests lowered due to standardized formats and scoring, and students having improved critical thinking and problem-solving skills.
Now, some of the downsides of our curriculum are teachers and students must make an extra effort to adapt to new teaching and learning methods. The standards lack specificity. I can't speak.
Specificity.
Thank you. There's an increased requirement for high-stakes testing, and states have higher standards. States that have higher standards must now accept lower standards due to the CCSS.
Common Core.
Yes. Now, how do we fix our school curriculum?
Personally, I think that we should do away with a lot of our testing, as a lot of people don't like how we test because of you're just taking the information that you learn and you're just regurgitating it onto the test and not really retaining anything. So instead of actually learning things, you're just memorizing them, which isn't going to help you. So a way to do that, just getting rid of some of those standardized testings, but also getting rid of things that we won't need. So taking out certain skills in our education, math, English, certain things in math and English that we will never use in our life. And if we do, we can learn later in life. And just taking those out of our curriculum, that way we're not learning tons of new things that we'll never use, like geometry and what date Hitler's dad died or something.
But you're about to say something else. I was like, yeah, it's actually a pretty important date.
What are your ideas on it?
I say just throw away the entire school system and just go back to primitive learning. I'm fine. I say that Common Core, as somebody who has gone through it my entire life, it sucks. You don't retain anything. You just learn it for about 2 weeks. You memorize it for about 2 weeks, and then you take your test. And then as soon as the test is over, you don't remember anything. Especially when it comes to math, it's just not good. Only thing that's pretty much been the same throughout the entirety of, or since like sixth grade started, is just English. English, it's the same thing. Seems like as soon as you hit eighth grade, it's just the same thing over and over again.
Repeats.
It's the same class, and there's really no point of taking it if it's just going to keep having the same curriculum and everything. Like, it's different this year. We're reading a Shakespeare book. Like, yeah, we've read one every single year since like seventh grade.
Well, I haven't, but read.
Yeah, that's true. But it's like nothing new. There's nothing that actually helps you in life. Like, I think Finland has probably one of the best education systems. And they have their kids like choose what kind of classes they want to take. Like it's college. They can choose the classes they want. And I know we can choose classes here, but there are required classes. I'm sorry if you just heard that. There are required classes here too. And those required classes are just the same thing over and over again. But yeah, I'm not a fan of it. Yeah, is there a better curriculum that we can place?
So you sort of touched on Finland, and Finland has one of the best education systems in the world, at least for primary and secondary education. When you look at the numbers, a lot of times it gets a little different because America has such a high such a higher standard when it comes to colleges that their numbers are inflated. But when it comes to secondary and primary education, Finland is always at the top, along with places like South Korea. But Finland specifically, for the first 9 years, it's just general upper secondary education kind of stuff. So just your basic learning, like math, basic things like that. And then after that, they sort of go into more dedicated things towards what the kids want to do later in their life. But also they have specific things that they do to support mental health in schools too. They take breaks during their day to make sure kids aren't getting overwhelmed. And they're just all around more supportive towards their students and what they need, and not just focusing on who gets the highest test scores and trying to get the highest test scores over and over again from students who just have a good memory.
Yeah, I think that was said pretty well. Finland is definitely a place I wish I kind of grew up in. Mainly because of their school system, I'm very jealous of it. Yeah, the school system here is just awful. It's been said before, Common Core is a horrible thing that never should have been put in place in general, and I think we should try and copy or at least take notes from Finland. And they also have one of the lowest suicide rates among people that are 18 or younger in the entire world. And I wonder why that is, you know.
And now to end the podcast, we're going to see how low our voice can go.
It was just Nick doing that.